never keep them all straight, Jace. There's 5,000 Star Wars. There's just, I mean, so do you, okay, sorry. Jades and I were talking about things we were watching. I'm desperately trying to get him to watch Stranger Things. He is, his last day is today, and Susan and Cheryl, are they happy about that? Are they sad about that, or whatever? I think they're, I don't, oh, they're happy? I think they're just happy for you. They're just happy for you, man, because you're going to the University of Northern Colorado, quite the journey from here. And we were talking, I'm trying to, because you're gonna be a student, you're going to be going to school, but you're still going to have some time to watch stuff. That's what a college kid does.
Oh, trust me, I will watch Stranger Things for you.
You have to watch it, man.
I will.
It's so freaking good.
See, my parents, they got me Netflix, like a year of Netflix for Christmas, but like, I didn't want to use it until I actually am in college.
You haven't activated it yet?
Yeah, exactly.
So you still have it.
I have it, but I haven't.
Okay.
That's why I've been putting it off.
Here's a fun... Okay, we need the hooligans today, and we'll just try to remind them. We need Netflix, specifically, suggestions for Jades. How about that?
Yes, I definitely need some of those.
It doesn't have to be new either. It can be stuff that's just trending on it or whatever. But because you don't watch as many things as I'd like you to. I'd like you to waste more of your life in watching garbage that you won't remember in a year.
That's what I've done with horror movies. I've seen some horror movies that I wish I wouldn't have seen.
Well, now's about the time. They start like promoting those things now. It's August 12th, but...
Hook me up with some good scary and funny movies.
Well, I don't know. Okay, so you watched the Star Wars thing. What is it? It's what?
The new Obi-Wan
Kenobi
series. Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Something like that.
So do you have to be like a diehard Star Wars dude to get to know what's going on?
Not really. I've seen the series once, and I knew what was happening. And I watched it like last year.
Because I've seen all of the Star Wars movies, I think. But I couldn't tell you. Like, I can tell you some things, but...
It's when Leia and Luke are like 10 years old. So it's like right after the third movie, right before the fourth.
Well, so is Darth Vader Darth Vader yet?
Yes.
Okay. That helps me. Well, my good base point of Star Wars. Yeah, where's Darth Vader?
He's
becoming Darth Vader?
He's already Darth Vader, but it's like right... It's like as he's becoming Darth Vader. Like we learn like how he turned into Darth Vader, I guess you could say.
How did he turn into Darth... Oh, is that a spoiler? We probably don't want to give that away.
Not really. He just puts on a suit.
No, he's just like, hey, same dude. I just like to wear this mask and stuff.
Yeah, and he just sounds different. That's about it.
Yeah.
Still Anakin.
Yeah, well, I'm curious to check it out. I'll start the suggestions for you, Jades. Again, shoot us a text. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I like the medieval fantasy type stuff. Swords and all that junk.
Lord of the Rings and
yes,
stuff.
Yes. Okay. The Witcher's really good.
Okay.
Now, it's confusing as hell the first season because they do a lot of jumping back and like they'll be like, oh, this was 20 years ago. But they won't really tell you that. So you kind of just have to figure it out.
Did you see WandaVision?
Yeah, I did.
That one was confusing. I was so lost.
I liked the idea of it.
Mm-hmm, same.
But I didn't really... It's not something I'm eager to go back and watch.
Yeah.
It was cool. Like, creepy cool.
Yeah.
But the first two or three episodes, I was like, is this going to be the whole thing? Is it all like in the 50s sitcom-y? And then you kind of got what was happening.
Yeah.
So that was good. Near Broke says, the Star Trek Discovery series.
Okay.
Is that on Netflix?
I hope so.
We'll give it a shot. Or the new version of Lost in Space. I'm catching a theme here, Nearbroke.
Yeah, I see it.
Sci-fi.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one.
Okay.
You'll have these. You can log into the text line and you'll be able to see them.
Exactly.
The Witcher for me and then obviously Stranger Things.
Okay.
It's really freaking good.
Stranger Things is a sci-fi too, right?
Yeah, I would imagine that, that it's to me, it's like the Goonies. Did you say you didn't like the Goonies? So maybe this isn't a good comparison for you.
The Goonies was all right. Well, I mean, like, it was just so overplayed. Like, I've seen it so many times. It's just, like,
It's like the Goonies, because they're kids and stuff, and they're the ones having to figure everything out.
Okay.
So it's kind of like that, but way better. I mean, a way better story and all that stuff. So I absolutely loved it. And it's not, like, too vulgar and all that, because I made you watch Waiting the other day and you're like, dude, they cuss every other word. And, it's not really like that. It's not a family show, I wouldn't say,
yeah.
But it's It's good. It's not just creepy.
Waiting was fine. It was just like there was times where it just felt like it was over the top.
Waiting is a Comedy Central like day show that yes. they'll play during the day mm-hmm. on a weekday where no one's watching it. It's got its moments, but it's not one of those things.
It's
just
not
gonna
a classic.
Light. It's not a classic. No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, I gotta ask you.
Okay.
I was gonna ask you, but then we kind of got sidetracked.
It happens.
Is secondary poll question?
Okay. We haven't even done the first poll question yet, but yes, secondary. Because okay. this could end up being the first one.
Does Darth Vader still have some good in him? Some people say he's pure evil. Other people say he's still got good.
Didn't he? Because he could have. Spoiler, right? Couldn't he have killed Luke?
Oh, yeah.
At that one juncture?
Yeah.
And then he didn't, right?
Well, because he was trying to get him to join him.
So the end of. We were the ones they made in the 70s. Wasn't the end where he's like, takes his mask off because he's dying or whatever? And he spared Luke at that moment, didn't he? Am I wrong on that? I think there's good in him. Yeah.
But is there good just because it's his kid? Or is it like...
That's true. You could still be a bad person, but you don't want to kill your kid.
Yeah, because, I mean, in Obi-Wan Kenobi, he hates Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
I mean, why though? Like, he just chopped off your legs.
They were buddies, right? He trained him and stuff, and then... I don't remember enough about Star Wars to be able to give you much of an educated.
I guess. Wait, I was just thinking about it. I definitely got my timeline wrong.
I don't think anybody blames you that's listening to this. Now, if we were doing the nerd show, you'd have people like,
excuse me, that was episode 8 of the Vortex Shift.
Exactly 1 minute and 30 seconds in.
Sorry, Michael. I know you're the nerd. Actually, I love all that stuff. I just haven't been able to get into it as much. You know, with me, it's mainly play with the kid, watch sports. Play with the kid, watch sports. Occasionally sit down and play Madden.
So now it's like watch sports, then play with the kid?
Yeah.
Now that's football
season.
Well,
now I'm trying to get Gavin into it. And my wife's like, go put cartoons on. Every time I turned the Field of Dreams game on, and he instantly turns around. And he's just watching it.
Great.
He was just, like, into it. And then I put the preseason game on, which I wasn't even really watching. And Gavin's just kind of sitting there watching it, enjoying it. And then he gets up and starts running around, destroys the couches. So he's, like, pumped up from it. So that will help me because I can kill two birds with one stone. And I could be bonding with the child while also watching games.
So what I'm hearing is that you're parenting well.
Yeah. Yes.
Very well.
Yes. Very much. You know, you turn the TV on, let that do its work. And then you just sit and relax and have a beverage. And everything's good. That's parenting. How I was raised. It's probably how 98% of our listeners were raised.
Yeah,
and you guys all turned out, well, you're all at the den right now, but you turned out all right.
They're hooligans.
Yeah, they're hooligans. We love them, you know, but they're a rowdy bunch. So
yeah.
I need suggestions for Netflix. So when are you going to activate this thing? When are you activating Netflix? Next week?
Probably the day I move in.
Oh, that's awesome.
So the 17th.
So you know my story. I went back to school, finished at UNC at an older age. So like I think I was late 20s, maybe I was 30. That was just kind of coming out, Stranger Things.
Okay.
So I'm in class and all these like people in their PJs and stuff, because that's students, you'll do it. And I'm dressed like this because I'm the boss and I go down there and I'm just dressed like I'm going to work. And everybody's talking about Stranger Things. And I'm like, I want to be involved in this conversation. You know, they're like, who's that old guy? And I started hearing about it from a bunch of students there. That's how I heard about it. They're like, we're going to have a Stranger Things party. And I'm like, what is that? It's a kind of sex party? What's happening here? Man, I've been out of school forever. And then, so I kept hearing, and they're like, finally I asked, and they said it was a Netflix show. And then I went home, my wife and I watched it. Boom. Loved it. Fantastic.
Is that the only show you like? Die Hard watch?
Why, Game of Thrones I was into.
Is there like a weekly on television you watch?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Not right now. We watch reruns, like we're going through Modern Family.
Okay.
That's hilarious. But I've seen it before.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it all the way through. The Office, obviously. But I'm finally at a point where I'm officed out.
Really?
I'm at a point where I'm like, I don't need to watch The Office for a while.
That's
a rare crazy occurrence. To me.
Yeah.
Because I've probably went through that series 1 through 6 season, whenever Michael left, it's terrible. But I went through that like 18 times probably.
Wow.
But now I'm finally like, I'm good.
That's how I was with SpongeBob when I was little.
SpongeBob was right on the cusp of when I was getting a little too a little too up, which I still watch cartoons. It's totally fine. My kid puts the cartoon on. I'm into it. He leaves, and he's been playing upstairs for the last half hour, and I'm, like, glued to the TV.
Yeah.
But that was not one that I really hit. That really got me, because I was just kind of getting out of that phase.
Yeah, I loved it. I grew up watching that. I was probably watching that when I was, like, 12 still. Yeah. Like, that was just a classic.
I'd still go back, like, Rugrats, and, like, those were, Rugrats. I don't know if you've seen those.
But oh, yeah, the movie? I loved that
those
movie.
Those were awesome. Those were great. I'm just trying to think of some more Netflix things that I can share that I've seen recently. I don't know. I'm running out of ideas. So I need, shoot us a text. We need Netflix suggestions for Jade's today. Today is his last day, not officially, but your last day for now. As you're going to school, your class schedule is absolutely nuts. I know you'll be maybe doing some night stuff here and all that. But as far as during the day, this is your last day.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I'm not really looking at it as like a last day. I'm looking at it as like a pinpoint.
It's a break.
Yeah.
Because you're going to school, and that's one of the beautiful parts about, you know, our a lot of our people here is they go to school, they go and do other things too. So, you know, you'll be back at some point.
I feel like the most tragic part of it all is that I stayed in Greeley mostly because of this gig that I've got, and now it's like I have classes. I have freshman classes.
Well, there's plenty of gigs, not as cool, but there's plenty of gigs here to get you involved in for sure. I have to read you this, man. So we're talking entertainment. I was going to save this for the lunch rush, but it's too good to not. Did you see what Antonio Brown tweeted or put on his Instagram?
I did not.
Oh, you're going to love this. This is his writing. He put it on Instagram. My biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM a cracker or showing up to Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet or throwing rocks at that UPS driver. And it definitely doesn't involve taking my shirt off and doing a victory lap around the Jets stadium mid-game while throwing up deuces. My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live. Sure, I can watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what that was like for you all to see something like that, like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks. Sincerely, AB.
What an absolute clown.
He's just...
What a clown.
He gets mad when you say this, but somebody should check on that guy.
I've been... After he did that Bucks thing, I've been making a lot of jokes about it. I mean, since then, it's kind of died down, but this guy...
Well, he has to get back in the limelight now. He's out, so we had to tweet it back out.
All I'm saying is that man definitely has CTE.
There's something going on with this dude.
It has to. Like,
I mean, what sucks, though, is when he was with Pittsburgh...
He was a beast.
He could have been on a trajectory to be one of the greats.
Yes.
And I don't know. I mean, this day and age, you know, receivers are good for 5 or 6 years and then they kind of fade a little bit. It's hard to do what Randy Moss did and Terrell Owens did. Like, those guys are elite. Jerry Rice, obviously, number one. But he seemed like he was on that trajectory. And then Pittsburgh falling out. The Raiders thing was awful. Remember that deal? And then, obviously, he goes to Tampa Bay to be with, if you can't get it right with Tom Brady, then you can't get it right.
I feel like he hadn't been the same since that really, like, dirty shot he had on Pittsburgh. Wasn't it against the Browns?
Yeah, yeah.
That, like, one where he was, like, doing a slant across the field.
Yeah, knocked him out. Yeah.
I feel like that was his turning point.
It's just crazy. Listen, it's comical. Like, you remember Charlie Sheen when he went off, when he lost his mind a few years ago?
Yeah.
Some of the best sound bites you'll ever get is just Charlie Sheen on that one, whatever that news network show was, and he was doing an interview, and she'd ask him a serious question, and his responses were so glorious and amazing. They had nothing to do with anything. You know, I have tiger blood, man, and I'm snorting cocaine, and I can do that forever because I'm invincible. I have tiger blood. Like, just those responses were amazing. I read this, and that's exactly what... So, I mean, part of me goes, is he messing around? But knowing what we know about Antonio Brown so far,
I don't think he
seems like he's kind of serious on this.
Which is tragic, because I feel like that's another part of sports that's like just no one's humble. I mean, very rarely do you see any player that's humble.
That's why we love Mr. Russell Wilson.
Exactly.
The Denver Broncos.
It's a rare commodity to be humble nowadays, and it's like for no reason either. Like, baseball used to be the most humble sport, I guess, out there. And now, I mean, I'm not like, I don't hate that players are showing emotion because it's something that baseball needs. It's changing time.
Well,
but
I like emotion, whether it's cockiness or even just being Russell Wilson. Like I told you a million times, I like personalities in sports.
Yes.
So if you want to spike the ball and dance and pull out a highlighter and sign footballs and get pom-pons and cheer with the cheerleaders, that's fine. If you want to just walk up to the referee and hand him the football and walk off and just be like, dude, that's my business. I just did it. I love that, too. I love personalities. But when you get to Antonio Brown area, it was fun for a second, and then it gets to the point where it's like, this is pretty bad. This isn't even showboaty anymore. This is some pretty serious stuff.
There's a point where it gets excessive.
Yes.
And that's where you have to draw the line.
I think,
comparing yourself to Jesus, that's far beyond the line.
Oh, he does make a Red Rocks, though. He does promote Colorado here with Red Rocks. Like, what's that about? Is he wanting to come to Denver? Is that if you're reading between the lines, are you seeing Red Rocks going, is that him trying to edge his way into a Denver Broncos uniform with Tim Patrick being out?
Jerry Jeudy, look out.
Wouldn't touch that one, would you?
No.
No way. No way.
It's kind of like at this point, it's kind of like a Colin Kaepernick situation.
Just as far as,
you just
it's
don't,
just not worth the...
It's too much trouble. It's like Deshaun, Colin,
even though
AB.
You're not saying that any of the cases are the same or similar.
No.
You're just saying there are certain players in the league, and I always used to say this before I started a show. I did a college speech on it. All my stuff was about sports. And it was... Is it, you know, players will be allowed to play on the field until they prove that it's too much of a headache to not be there. So Terrell Owens, when he was doing all of his crazy stuff back in the day, he was still freaking good on the field. And his stuff wasn't quite to Antonio Brown and obviously not to Deshaun Watson stuff. And it wasn't to Colin Kaepernick stuff. Tim Tebow would have been welcomed into the NFL a lot longer if he was good.
Right.
People, you know, yeah, they were like, yeah, he kind of stole the spotlight. It was all about him. It was kind of a distraction. But if he would have been good, we would have put that away and just enjoyed him as a great football player.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I'm not comparing any of their situations, but when you have a guy that brings drama and trouble into your clubhouse, there's an issue there.
There's similarities there. Like I said, Tim Tebow and Kaepernick, none of the things they did were the same. One was a political activist. One was just a Christian that would pray a lot. And his fan base was really the one that was, like, strange to me because they were the rabid ones that were like, Tebow should be. I mean, I swear, dude, I went to media stuff, and there were fans. Fans would say things like, oh, he just doesn't want Tebow to break all his records. That's why he's getting rid of him. It's like that was the kind of Tebow mania. So GMs and coaches looked at that and said, is it worth it? You know, I mean, I went to training camp when Kyle Orton and Tim Tebow were there, and Orton was the starting quarterback at the time. Orton would throw perfectly thrown ball 20 yards downfield to his receiver, beautiful catch, good. There we go. We're 20 yards downfield. You'd get this. Tebow would run on the field and hand the ball off. I think it was Willis McGahee at the time. He'd hand the ball off, and it was, woo, Tebow! I mean, it was crazy. And I was at that camp, and I thought right then, I said, Orton is screwed. He's not great anyway, but there's no way. The second Orton stumbles, the crowd's going to go nuts for Tebow, and they certainly did. The Broncos put Tebow in and a half against the Chargers. They lost the game, and the crowd was chanting Tebow. It was weird, dude.
Yeah.
It was a weird... So I get what you're saying as far as drama, unnecessary drama. Positive or negative, because I love Tim Tebow. I do. I love following him. I still follow his stuff. Very positive force, very good role model. But there was a negative drama that came, whether it was his fault or not, that divided a fan base, divided a locker room. We had the Mitch Unrein show here that season. And Mitch Unrein, pretty good defensive player for the Broncos, Eaton Reds graduate. He said, dude, we would be in the locker room. Defense had held us in the game. We had kept a shutout going on teams. And then finally Tebow would get going, but only like two good throws, and then we'd win somehow. And our defense was exhausted. We would be in the locker room just looking at each other like, we had to go absolutely nuts. We were on the field all the time because it was three and outs. And then the media would all go over to Tim Tebow.
Right.
And so that got frustrating.
Well, my last point on the topic is, I think a modern situation that really had me concerned, and a big reason as to why I don't like him this year, is because of all the stuff that was going on with Jerry Jeudy. It felt pretty similar. Like, he was just bringing trouble to the clubhouse for a sec.
I will say, it's not anything as bad as close, but you could, I get what you're saying. You can see the beginning the fracture is there, that maybe if things go really south for this guy, he's going to take to Twitter. He's going to call out his quarterback. I could totally see him being that kind of guy. Wide receivers are divas anyway. But I could see him going that way.
See, for it wasn't like, I'm not comparing him to these guys. Like, he's still a signable player, but for me, it's more like a red flag than anything.
Yeah. Now, 25 minutes after the hour, I need suggestions for Netflix for sure. 888-530-0043 for Jade's. Jade's needs some Netflix suggestions. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly while we still have some time here. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. The good was, the game itself was fine, but the whole hoopla around the Field of Dreams game, I really, really liked. And unfortunately, I didn't see the beginning, so I had to kind of go back and watch some of the clips. I love this. I was told that they might not do it next year. They need to do this every single year. They probably need to do it more. But just some when the Griffies went out and had a catch, I mean, just goosebumps. Great. Was that Ken Griffey Jr., Ken Griffey Sr.? Hey, Dad, you want to have a catch? I'd like that. Ugh! We'll play something back, too. Kevin Costner did something really cool for Ray Liotta as well. The bad for me is really... I got a bunch of different... I was going to put the ugly in this situation. I was going to put the Antonio Brown situation, too. Are the fights bad? The Broncos and the Cowboys going at it, mainly because the Broncos were starting it. Here's what's bad, and it's real short. I think the fights were okay. Bradley Chubb getting after it's okay. Here's Nathaniel Hackett on the fights yesterday.
I'm not sure. We were just dialing up over here and just trying to get some work in.
You want something more from that? Good or bad? Do you want to hear a little bit more from Hackett? Like, no, it's, you know what? We were ready to hit some guys. Our guys are chomping at the bit, ready to go. Or the opposite. You know, hey, we got to control ourselves. Kareem Jackson had to be the one to, like, step in and slow things down. And Kareem Jackson's the one who's usually starting this stuff in a good way. I don't dislike the fights, though. I actually think this is a statement for Bradley Chubb, and I'll get to more of that a little bit later. The ugly was going to be Antonio Brown. But also, are we worried about Tom Brady? Like, what's going on with Tommy Bones? To be fair and to be professional here first, if it's, and I've said this before, if it's something very serious, you know, if it's family matters, if it's a personal situation, mental health, or anything that's a serious thing, then obviously go away. Do what you have to do. Be away from the team. But we're not hearing anything just yet, unless you've caught something in the last 20 minutes that I haven't. We haven't heard anything. They're not talking about it much. So part of me wonders, was this kind of an unwritten rule or agreement when he signed back with Tampa Bay that, hey, yeah, well, come, I'll be a part of training camp and all that stuff, but come preseason, I'm just going to take a break. And I have no idea. And again, I don't want to be a jerk here and say and get really crazy about this and then something like family or whatever is the issue. That's my hunch, is that it is something pretty serious, you know? I mean, comparison locally, Steve Adazio didn't go to Mountain West Media Days. And they were like, he said it's nothing serious. No, it's not life or death, nothing like that. Okay, then what is it? I can't talk about it. But it's not life or death. Nobody's in trouble. No babies expected. No, nothing like that. So it's like, if it's none of those things, then you probably should be there. All right, Jades, we got a lot to get to today. My Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Should Russell Wilson play at all tomorrow night? Three games in the preseason. Do you need to see Russell out there? Do you even want to risk it? I mean, if he gets hurt early, there it goes. Do you risk preseason to see him? You know what he's got, but or do you think that he needs to get some work in with the starters? The other thought is, do you even play the for sure starters tomorrow night? So don't get your hopes up. You might see Russell dress out. Derek Carr did for the Hall of Fame game, but I don't know that that's going to mean anything. My guy Zach Stevens from DNVR Broncos, who will be rejoining us for a regular segment starting next week, I did text him, and he said, we don't know officially, but my guess is no. If he does, it will be super short. So I wouldn't get your hopes up on seeing Russell Wilson too much out there, if at all. That's our poll question, though. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. 30 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, who is Russell Wilson leaning on the most now that Tim Patrick is gone? We'll talk about that next. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Football training camp coverage continues with Mountain View Day, presented by Amco of Loveland. Listen in at 5 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, man. They've been with us now as a great sponsor for all that we do here on KFK because they get the live and local sports coverage. For over 51 years now, OCR has been the specialist in the medicine of motion. With six medical campuses and providing care along the Front Range, OCR is proud to be Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. That's OCR, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Visit their website, orthohealth.com. I just tweeted this out, Jades, because I just think this is crazy. Like, have you stopped to think about this? The 2018 first pick and third pick, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. Like, that was supposed to be a great quarterback class, and it's turned out to, you know, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson are carrying that thing. They're both on different teams, and they're competing against one another for the starting job. It's the greatest soap opera in the world. You don't even need Netflix, Jade. You got the NFL. It's nuts. This is so much fun. It's crazy to me. But yeah, this is the time of year. We're getting preseason rolling. We had preseason games last night. We got Broncos in action tomorrow night. Like I said, I wouldn't get your hopes up if you're expecting Russell Wilson to play. I think you're going to see him in his Broncos gear. I think he'll suit up. I mean, Derek Carr did, too. But I don't know that he's actually going to play. That's my gut tells me he's not going to play. Go vote. Should Russell Wilson play at all tomorrow night? Or do you just think that you know what you got in the guy? There's no reason to risk it. Just see what you got in the other guys. 66% of the hooligans say yes, he should play tomorrow night. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Let me know. 970. Hey, Brady, no Field of Dreams in 2023 because they're going to do expansion of the stadium. Okay, thank you for that. Field of Dreams games will continue in 2024. That was according to Joe Daly and John Schmoltz on the Fox broadcast last night. All right, thank you, John. I appreciate that, man. Would be very cool if they still had a game in Iowa in 2023, no matter what, maybe at a different field for 1 year. Regards, John. Thanks, man. Yeah, why can't you do it somewhere else? Surely there's more cornfields than just there.
All I'm saying, maybe, I don't know, it might be limited to just the one.
There's just a few cornfields. Go ahead.
All I'm saying is sandlot game.
Yes, do some. Like, a part of me is like, oh, we don't need gimmicks, but I think baseball needs gimmicks. Baseball needs gimmicks, Jades. You're a diehard baseball guy that believes baseball can live on its own merit, but come on, they need some gimmicks.
Oh, for sure. No, if you don't ask me about the logistics. I don't know how seating and whatnot would look.
Doesn't
for a sandlot
matter. They'll figure
game,
it out.
But
make it happen.
You got to make it happen.
Do something unique every Field of Dreams game too. But okay, so this was a cool. We can play this. I thought this was pretty special. Kevin Costner. Now, Jades, I didn't see the beginning. Did Kevin Hooligans help me out? Text me if this is. Did Kevin Costner walk out the same way he did last time? Because that gave me chills. I'm a diehard diehard Kevin Costner dude. I can watch anything that that guy's in. He's just that good of an actor. He's kind of like the same guy in every movie he's in, but he's also just that good of an actor. I don't know if he did that, but I love how the players walk out onto the field. That's just, I mean, it just recaptures all the everything that made that movie such a romantic sports film. Like, it was beautiful. Here's Kevin Costner, though. He did a bit on, or a piece, I should say, on Ray Liotta. Of course, both guys were in that film together. Here's that clip.
May 26, we lost renowned actor Ray Liotta, who played Shoeless Joe, of course, in Field of Dreams, and who better than Kevin Costner to pay tribute to him.
When Ray died back in May, I reminisced about how our batting practice moment together was not a stunt. It was real, and it happened as you saw it. I said that God gave us that stunt that night, and now God has Ray.
Yeah, you can hit the curveball.
Long live Shoeless Joe, and long live Ray.
Yeah, just a lot of really good things from that. I just think this is such a powerful thing for Major League Baseball. I really do. My wife, who is like, she watches some games with me. Typically, it's football, sometimes basketball. Baseball's a no-go for her. Just not even going to touch it. We're sitting there. I'm actually in bed watching it on my iPad. And I just turned the iPad a little bit in the middle, so maybe if she looked over. Because I said, hey, this is a really unique thing. It's kind of recapturing what, you know, Field of Dreams is all about. It's in the middle of a cornfield. I kept looking over. She kept leaning over and was watching it. She's like, oh, that's really awesome. So again, what is that doing right there, Jades? What is my wife? You wouldn't even call her a casual fan. You'd call her not even a fan of it at all, but turning ahead. And that's what Major League Baseball needs to do more of, is turn some heads. And that's what that game was. The fireworks at the end of that game were just absolutely beautiful. I mean, there were so many things about it that I absolutely love. And trust me, there are times when I say, cliches and gimmicks, I'm not into them. Let the game stand on its own merit. There are certain things that I think really work, and I think that's one of them for Major League Baseball.
You know the new NoCo Owls team?
Yes,
that's in
yes,
town?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
they're playing at the Bears. They're playing at UNC right now, but they're going to eventually be playing at that awesome place, if that ever happens.
For extra innings, they do a home run derby. I'm not, I mean, the old heads would lose their mind if that happened in the MLB, but that's something cool. That's something people would want to see.
But for them, it is, yeah, like, for that, what are they, like...
It's an
what class of? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's an independent. It's just gimmicky, but it works. My wife and I went. What's the Columbus, Ohio minor league team? We went and saw them randomly. We were in Columbus for a work thing, and we just walked down the street, and there's the game. And it's gimmicky. It's everything. It was so much fun. I had a blast.
Well, I was supposed to go to Wisconsin this summer with my dad because at a stadium out there, it's a minor league team, and they have an all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink bar. And it's like, I think it's like $30 a ticket, but what they do is the bar's on the end, and then they have like a river that like floats past all the seats, and they send your beer or drink down a boat.
I like that kind of stuff. Well, I mean, even Major League Baseball parks are doing that now. You know, there's like several of them that have pools. Where you can just book and buy time, and you're not sitting in the stands. You're at the poolside kind of portion of it. I used to hate that stuff, but
I think that would be absolutely disgusting.
I wouldn't. Well, I think it's a private. You reserve it, I don't know.
I know the Diamondbacks have one. I'm
I think
not
the
sure
Diamond
how it works,
the Diamondbacks looks like you reserve it. Is it Seattle that does or Miami? I don't know.
I think Miami has one.
Theirs looks more like everybody's in there just with human soup, and it's disgusting. Yeah, it's I think Arizona, from what I've seen, it looks like you have to reserve. Okay, we have to jump out of here, Jades. Let's jump out quickly. I'll get to some texts on the other side. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Woo! I almost interrupted that. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. It's Friday. That's good. Charlie. Rockies win a series? They beat the Cardinals. Nolan strikes out at the end. He could have been the hero and made us all sad, but he strikes out. And your Colorado Rockies, Jays, win a series against their arch nemesis. There we go. Happy Friday, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Texter says, yes, 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 on the Sandlot game. Who cares if they hit over the roof of an elementary school? That would be awesome. Yeah. I think people want to see this kind of stuff. Let's own it. You know, baseball needs a shot in the arm. Let's have more of these things that just get us so excited about baseball. Dude, honestly, Jades, yesterday I forgot who was playing in the game. I just knew it was the Field of Dreams game. I don't honestly care who – now, I would rather it be a meaningful game, for sure. But it was everything surrounding it that just made it great. So hopefully, yeah, they're taking a break from it next year, but then getting right back at it. So hopefully they keep building on that. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day, should Russell Wilson play at all tomorrow? What do you think? I'm going to say no. This is going to be his only game to play. I don't think he's going to mess with the second game. I'm taking a look at the depth chart for the Broncos, and I'm just thinking there's only a few starters that I really need to see tomorrow, and I'm going to get to that in the second hour of the program. I don't know that I need to see Russell right now. I'd rather just wait and get there. Do I need to see Javonte Williams? Do I need to see Justin Simmons? I need to see Dalton Reisner. I wouldn't mind seeing Garrett Bowles. I wouldn't mind seeing the entire offensive line out there just continuing to re-earn their spot. That's the, you know, that offensive line is where we have some question marks. Wouldn't mind seeing them out there for a bit. What do you think? 11:50 the time. Let's take a short break. We're going to wrap up hour number one on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I was at CSU practice today. Also, CSU made the rounds to Denver, but they're not doing a popular event coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
News on the Rockies with Rockies Rundown, hosted by Jerry Schemmel and Tanner Schwint. Thursdays at 2 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1, 1310 KFK and 1310KFK.com.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Good. Digging the tunes. I've heard it a million. This is another one of those that you can hear a million times and still be kind of okay with. Is that right? You don't like the Stranger Things song I suggested, Jades, but this one's been way more overplayed than that, and you're still into this one, though, right? Yeah, it's good.
That's because that one hasn't been overplayed in the last month. That's over the course of years.
They beat the hell out. What is it? What's it called? The Stranger Things song that they didn't redo it, but they're just playing it back. Know. Well, it's the, you know, I can't sing it. But they replayed the hell out of that on social media. Crazy stuff. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Yeah, I was out at CSU practice today. I just go out there. I like to go out, talk to people, hang out, just see the coaches in action for a little bit. Am I walking away with, like, some deep knowledge of the play calling and all of that? No. Not really, but I was checking it out. Matt Mummy, the offensive coordinator, who I just dig. I think that guy's awesome. He's throwing the ball. You know, he's Clay Millen, and then it's Mummy. It's Clay Millen, and then it's Mummy. Mummy's actually hitting receivers on his routes. And that I like seeing that stuff. Like, he's going deep, too. It's not just like five and ends, man. They're extending the route tree. They're going deeper, and Matt Mummy just launching it. So I wonder if he has any eligibility left, if something goes wrong for Mr. Millen. We also will have the Clay Millen Show coming up, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Not next week, but the week after that. We're going to be doing that Mondays in the 1 o'clock hour, full hour, talking all things Colorado State, specifically from the quarterback. Who better to hear about this team from than the quarterback himself, this young quarterback that the Rams are really building around. So cannot wait for that. He's a great dude, and we're excited to see what he can do, what the Rams can do in the future. All right, in the second hour, we'll get to our lunch rush. Top five stories in the sports world trending nationally. Will Barton is kind of in the news today. We'll talk about that. The Broncos depth chart. Sean Keeler from the Denver Post will join me, too. And we'll talk some Broncos. We'll talk some Rams. We'll kind of do a potpourri in the sports world. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.